bought the hot dog and walked away, forgetting the mustard. So it was because of mustard that I made that face. It had nothing to do with you and the way you've been acting since we saw that movie. And the action around our place used to be better before you met that girl who could place the back of her heels in the back of her head in a moment's notice. And in a moment's notice, I could just snap and leave the city. Blame it on the flyers I get handed by every third person I pass by. Every flyer for every show I know was always advertised on pink paper. And I'm not in need of the show, so I've been walking the streets alone at night. And at night the streets are just like they are during the day, except it's more difficult to see the gum on the sidewalk, so you have to concentrate. And it's hard to concentrate with all this weather happening to me, whether I like it or not. It is not easy being the odd man out of a bet when luck is an eyeball spinning in the head of a dead man. And this isn't even Vegas, and thank God for that. But thank God for Vegas just the same. We all need a way out, a place to go when the story isn't going anywhere but up in smoke. Like money, or women, or your good graces, or things that come in threes. So it's easy to see that I've been better than this, all the way from Ireland once on a Spanish ship. And Spaniards everywhere, everything in Spanish, but the speaking is in English, and the English is mutilated, English a living language, cut to the bone but clinging, breathing through the blood and speaking to itself quite well, all things considered, pausing briefly on a preposition, but blowing through a comma on into the next synapse, tripping in its allegiance, and speaking like I am speaking now, like now I am speaking, and breathing like it comes naturally, believing whatever I do is for the best, and even intentional. The way you may accidentally squirt too much mustard on a sandwich, but eat it anyway. After all, there's people starving all over the world, and people starving in restaurants waiting for the waiter to wait on them. And here at home, I'm guessing I'm ready for whatever may come. But whatever may come is a frightening thought if you think about it. So it's best not to think about it. Think about the way a tropical fish is embarrassed in a tank in Colorado, no matter how authentic you think the wallpaper looks. And between you and me and the fish, I have to admit that I once gave a hooker $200 to stop calling me her boyfriend. I'll leave you with that, or whatever may be left of me, out here in what they used to call the hinterlands, before the idea of a hinterland.